I see attachment as I need you, and I see connection as I want you. It's like a very big difference, right? I try to say, like, I have parts of me that are anxious.
Beautiful.
Parts of me that are this, parts of me that are that, because I'm a very full human with a lot of different parts.
Your anxiety is not the gestalt of who you are.
No, but I also understand that, like, you can move past that. But I really was that poster for high anxiety in dating. And so for me, I was always waiting for, you're going to leave me, you're going to disappoint me, you're going to hurt me. When I met my partner, my now partner, who is just awesome, but, like,
awesome.
He is more avoidant. And yeah. That is, by nature, his shit, his upbringing and all of his stuff. And, like, mine is anxious, right? We all have our stuff. But when we came together, it was really jarring. Like, you meet somebody that's a little bit more healthy. He's an incredibly healthy and secure person in who he is, but how he handles triggers is by going inwards, right? And the same with me. Like, I used to explode and scream and protest behavior. You can work on shit like that. Once we met, everything started to connect to me of, wait a minute, a relationship is like one giant conversation. We talk all the fucking time about, like, hey, I didn't love this. Or, hey, you know what? I really loved this. Thank you for supporting me this way. My mom has always said, you got to love yourself more than the need to be loved by other people, because you were good before this person. You'll be good after. Yeah. I really want you in my life, but I don't need you in my life. But when I was attaching to people, if I didn't get a text in like a 20 minutes, that was it. I knew it. This person doesn't like me. Reaffirming my core beliefs before it even happened so that I could hurt myself first without allowing someone else to hurt me.
Sorry, can we just pause? My partner hasn't texted me in 15 minutes and I have to burn down his house.